Wiggins America.
Consider this a scandal segment. I was going to lead with one major scandal that is breaking against the Biden administration. Really, it's more like the deep state under the Biden administration during his term. But there are so many scandals breaking right now that I have listed of all of them right here, and we're just going to blow through them. They're all breaking at the same time, and some are a bigger deal than others, but they're all scandals. And honestly, you're probably not going to hear about almost any of them because the news is just so fast and these things get so little attention that we're just going to pack them all together here. Okay, the first one, Margo Cleveland from The Federalist. She's a great investigative journalist. She was on the Annie Fry show this week. I think it was Wednesday. And I didn't know what that interview was going to be. Brad and Annie had booked that, and I was just sitting there basically listening to it. And what she said was that she, through Freedom of Information Act and just, you know, doing journalism, doing investigations, found that in 2018, I'm summarizing here because she goes into deep. In 2018, the Biden DOJ / deep state organizations, whoever they are, found and faked a whistleblower to start the investigation that led to the impeachment of Donald Trump. So that whole impeachment was based on a fabrication, now we're finding, that whoever it was, these deep state DOJ actors, whoever they were, they plucked a whistleblower, which I think was Alexander Vindman. I'd have to look back and see if it was actually him. You remember that name. And I think his brother is actually in Congress now. They're super hard left guys. And they plucked this guy and they said, here's information. We're going to make you into a whistleblower so that we can then say, oh, we have a whistleblower. Now we're going to open an investigation. So they had information that they thought was not good enough to open an investigation on their own, but fed it to a fake whistleblower who then they said, oh, now we can open up something based on the whistleblower that they created. That's a scandal. And that is true. That is provably true that that happened. And then it led to Congress getting involved and then the Democrats running with it. And the impeachment in 2019 of Donald Trump is where it eventually led. So you're talking about something that's completely fabricated. And now, and that was all reported on the Annie Fry show. Like, she broke that story, not Annie, but Annie with Margo Cleveland. And now the Department of National Intelligence head, Tulsi Gabbard, is getting involved based on that, I think, because it says DNI Tulsi Gabbard has sent criminal referrals to the Justice Department related to a former intelligence community inspector general and a quote-unquote whistleblower whose complaint helped trigger the first impeachment of President Donald Trump. This is becoming actual news now. So this is just from Friday. That interview we did was Wednesday. The whistleblower complaint, deemed credible at the time by then Inspector General Michael Atkinson, set off a chain of events that culminated in Trump's impeachment in 2019 for pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate his then political rival Joe Biden. The Senate then later acquitted Trump in a largely party line vote. Of course, he was impeached but not removed from office, as you know. The new criminal referral was first reported by Fox News. A spokesperson for Gabbard's office confirmed to MS Now that she had sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department but declined to provide further details. By the way, this article is from MS Now, far left. It says DNI Gabbard targets whistleblower. That's the headline. What do you think that's meant to do to your emotions and your information? So there you go. That's that one. That's one scandal that's breaking right now. Here's the next one. DOJ report confirms the Biden administration teamed up with Planned Parenthood to track pro-lifers so it could seek harsher prison sentences against them. I'm not going to go into this article super deeply. You probably know what you need to know based on what I just read to you. But just really quick, unless you're now just tuning in, the article says, you probably knew that the Biden Justice Department was weaponizing the FACE Act, a 1994 law sponsored by Chuck Schumer to go after peaceful protesters. By the way, the FACE Act, which was passed by Congress in 1994, was meant to protect worshipers. It's specifically meant to protect churches and worship organizations, but the Biden administration turned it into something weaponized it against pro-lifers themselves. And then this is the same law that they were trying to get Don Lemon and all of those crazy protesters that that marched into that church during service a few months ago on. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to get Don Lemon. I think they'll get a bunch of those other people, though. It's all based on that FACE Act. So that's another scandal. And then we turn our attention to another kind of big one here. There is an investigation ongoing now of Fani Willis's $2 million grant from the Biden administration. Why? Well, because what it looks like is that Fani Willis was given a no-bid grant, as in the government's supposed to bid these things out. Like, oh, you're going to do this. We're going to have multiple people apply for it. We'll choose the best one. They were told, the Fani Willis team was told ahead of time about this $2 million grant, and no other bids were applied for it just before Fani Willis went after Donald Trump in the, quote, fake electors scheme. The article says that it lays bare Democrats' coordination of Trump's prosecutors in Atlanta. New documents disclose that the prosecutor was invited, quote, invited, to apply for a grant that was bereft of any other applicants. So basically what it looks like is that the Biden administration said strongly, we have nothing to do with that case. That's in Georgia. That's Fani Willis. They're doing their own investigation. So that was a lie. Now, not only was it a lie that they were involved, it looks like they paid off Fani Willis's team to do it. I mean, it gets deep. That's some pretty bad stuff. And if there was no other applicants for that quote-unquote government grant of $2 million, and by the way, I can't even find what the $2 million was for. Like, this obviously was some made-up grant for something, but I can't even figure out what the grant was pretending to be. So it's just a buy-off. And that looks like another criminal possibility there. Fani Willis is already in a lot of legal trouble for using her office inappropriately in many, many different ways. Add that to the list. Don't you just want justice? I mean, don't you want something to happen with these things? Oh, hang on, though. That's not the last one. Like I said, this is a lot of scandals, and they're all breaking simultaneously. RFK Jr. announces the reversal of Biden-era foster care rule that discriminated against Christians. So the Biden team in the HHS had made up a rule that Christians would be considered almost like second class when it came to foster care. Do you know a lot of people that do foster care who aren't Christians? Maybe I'm just in a bubble, but every single person I know who participates in foster care very lovingly, that's a very difficult thing to do. You have to have a big heart to be a foster parent. Every single person I know who does it, and there's a lot actually in our church, are all Christians. And outside of my church, the people I know, all Christians. So they made a rule internally that they would discriminate against Christians in foster care. It goes like this. The article from Not the Bee says, we're making foster care great again, everyone. If you remember, Biden excluded Christian families who disagreed with the LGBTQ agenda from caring for children in need. It says, quote, the Biden administration was excluding an entire class of people because of their religious beliefs and told the states to actually pass laws refusing families who had certain religious beliefs, mainly against the LGBTQ agenda, mainly Christian religious beliefs, of course, not to be allowed to have children. That dramatically restricted the pool of available parents. And we are changing that, said RFK. So good news there. Glad to see a lot of this stuff being reversed, but still, wow, lots of scandals. We're going to take a short break and be right back. This is Wiggins America.
Between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there.
Wiggins America.
But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and